Once upon a time, music videos didn't look like this.
If I had a dime for every single time, these boys stop and stare.
Now sexually charged images, especially of women, are the norm. The new report singles them out as a key driver of the early sexualization of children.
We're telling girls, your value lies in attracting a boy at any cost. And we're telling boys, your value lies in objectifying girls. And then we wonder why, you know, teen-on-teen sexual violence is so high. You know, the messages are wrong, they're very restrictive, and I think they're actually beginning to confuse children.
Come here.
Other concerns highlighted by the government-commissioned report are video games with sexual content.
Oh, it's you.
Lads magazines and the way they depict women, and inappropriate clothing for very young girls.
Media and advertisers don't just sell products, they sell identities. And at the moment, they're just selling one identity to girls. And it's this hyper-sexualized woman that's there to kind of be attractive and be sexy and ready at any time.
Many parents would agree. Some of them say that unwanted sexual images and influences begin seeping in at a worryingly early age.
My four-year-old, I wanted to put her in a nice dress for a wedding, and all it was glitzy stuff, halter neck tops or like nose straps, and I think she's 4 years old.
The report's recommendations include regulations to stop music videos with sexual poses or lyrics being shown before the 9 p.m. watershed, games consoles being sold with parental controls already switched on, mandatory labelling of lads magazines as recommended only for those over 15, and guidelines for retailers of children's clothing.
Hit it a bit harder. That's it, try.
But in an age of lost innocence, government regulations may have their limits. The report also stresses that it's still parents who play a vital role in shaping their children's attitudes. Holly Williams, Sky News.